Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do I come off like I seem like I'm better than you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you want us to answer this honestly?
Yeah.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yeah, there's some things you don't get.
Yeah, you're a little detached.
Yeah.
I know we talk a lot about my childhood upbringing sometimes, about how I come from a different socioeconomic background than you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you went to the same school as Charlie Sheen's kids, but cool.
Well, look, I didn't ask to be sent to private school my whole life.
You did not.
No, you didn't.
That was my parents' wish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask to have a live-in nanny named Lucy, who basically raised me from birth and loved me like a son. Again, that was my parents' choice.
I'm laughing because I think people think you're being sarcastic and you're
this
not.
Is real.
No, Lucy is a saint, and she raised me, and I love you, Lucy. And you think it was my decision to do a 3-week yacht trip around the Galapagos when I was in 10th grade?
Is that true?
No.
Is that true?
That's true, but I specifically asked to go to Santorini.
Oh,
and when my parents told me, no, we're doing the Galapagos, I stomped my feet and I pounded my fist and I shouted, no, Santorini!
God. The most exotic family trip we took was to Oklahoma, and I'm not joking.
Sounds
Brooke's
wonderful.
Like, wow, look at the buildings.
Yeah.
My point is, our experiences growing up shape us into who we are today.
Absolutely.
You seem pretty impressed.
Yeah, I mean, it must be a hard life for you, Jeff.
While my upbringing was a lot different than the rest of my co-hosts, it does not mean that I'm better than any of you.
We know that. True. I don't know if you know that, but we know that.
I mean, unless you guys maybe think that, then I'm willing to agree.
Throw it out there.
No? Okay. Well, I know a lot of times we tend to look at people with money differently than we do the average Joe.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what sparked the latest trend on everybody's favorite app, TikTok.
Oh, yes.
Because there's a hashtag going viral right now called Eat the Rich.
What?
How does that make you feel, Jeffrey?
I don't know how I feel about it yet.
Okay.
Because one woman asked users to share the most insane actual rich person behavior that you've ever experienced. And she started it off by sharing her own story of how she overheard the mom of a wealthy family saying she hated vomit so much that whenever one of her kids threw up in their beds, she'd simply throw out the whole mattress.
What?
And buy a whole new one.
Are you joking?
Oh, what?
That's what she said.
What?
Do you know how many stains I have on my bed, over my sheets?
Do you know how many times at 2 a.m. I was elbow deep into piles of vomit cleaning it up?
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Should have thrown it out.
Yeah. Well, soon, other people were sharing their own personal stories. Like one user named Danny said she experienced an issue with financial aid during college.
Oh.
And this happened.
When I was in college, I had a friend whose family was actually very wealthy. She was super sweet. She didn't act better than any of us, but she definitely had that wealthy person mindset. So we were talking about how financial aid had been screwed up and I lost all my loans and scholarships. And so she asked why I didn't get my parents to do anything about it. And I said, well, I can't afford that. My parents don't make enough money. This girl literally grabs her cell phone, calls her dad, and says, hey, do you think you could drop a couple of grand in order to pay off my friend's tuition this semester? I got my tuition.
Whoa.
And I graduated in the same semester.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Man. And it's a story of a good rich person.
I really
like that.
It's true. Rich people are better.
Yeah.
I always had a suspicion that confirms it.
Is it too early for me to share my rich person story?
Would go ahead.
Okay.
I feel like she needs to bring rich people down a notch with this story.
No. It's a nice story. Okay. And I don't know if I should tell her or not because it's about the owner of our company.
Uh-oh.
You know, let's just be safe and not do it.
No, it's a good story. It's a good story. And they're good people. They really are.
They are amazing people.
One time I got to fly on the company jet. Okay. And so I'm sitting with the owner and I'm like, this is amazing. You know, the only other time I'd been in a plane where it was just me and another person was an air show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stunt thing,
got it.
They took me up, and I was telling her this crazy story about how I got to be in this stunt show because of my job in radio, and I was doing all these death-defying acts, and she was very calm, and I thought I was impressing her finally,
yeah.
And she goes, oh, yeah, I've done that before when I took my stunt flying class.
Yeah.
What? She's like, yeah, you know, when my dad wanted me to get my pilot's license, he really wanted me to take a stunt course as well. So I know what to do if I was upside down in a plane.
That's what they do for fun?
Like, oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, it's cute that you rode passenger.
Yeah.
How fun for you. We're already getting texts into 78592 from listeners who are saying that they had a crazy rich person run in. One says, a girl in my class told me she was tired of having to click back and forth between tabs on her laptop.
Yeah.
So she bought herself two MacBooks.
What?
One MacBook per tab.
Oh my God. That's so dumb.
I always have like 20 tabs open, so it's going to be a lot of computers I'm going through.
Another bizarre example of rich people behavior came from a TikToker that Jose follows, I'm sure. Because they're called @PunkyBoobster.
Yeah!
And she shared her wealthy sugar daddy story.
Oh, hello.
I used to work at this nightclub, and one night this guy came in and he said, you're way too nice to be working here. You should quit. And I said, I can't afford it. And he said, okay, I'll give you $20,000 cash if you walk out right now. So I walked out, he gave me $20,000 cash, and then he drove off and I drove home.
What? Like,
wow.
No strings attached. Those are always so
that
hard for me to believe.
Amazing.
Stop. Tell me someone's going to walk in this door right now and offer that to me.
And finally, maybe the most insane rich person story from this trend on TikTok belongs to a woman named Cassandra Flores.
Okay.
Let's just listen.
So when I was about 3 or 4 years old, my mom used to work cleaning this restaurant, and she used to take me when she used to clean it. And sometimes the owner would be there and his wife would be there. And they got really attached to me. They used to play around with me, whatever, right? And this family had 3 sons. They had no girls, and they really wanted the girl. They really wanted a girl so bad. So this family has a lot of money. They have a lot of businesses. They offered my mom $1 million for me. They told her if she took $1 million, they would raise me. They would pay off my college. I was never going to need anything.
What?
You know, I was going to be well off.
What?
And that she could see me whenever she wanted. Obviously, my mom never took the money, but yeah.
What?
Wait, the mom didn't take the money?
No, you're not going to sell your child for $1 million.
Yeah,
but now the daughter's like, you should have done it, mom.
Not tell me what to do with my children. I will sell all of them.
You won't have well-behaved ones that people want to buy.
That's true.
Dude, that is messed up behavior. You could offer me $1 trillion and I would not take
what?
It. Yes.
Brooke can have rich babies naturally without paying for them. There you go.
He has millions.
So text into 78592. Tell us what's your most insane rich person encounter. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.